A leopard, a panda, and a thingamajig walk into a bar. No, that's the Masked Singer. Here on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, AfterBuzzers! Hey! Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I'm so excited! Hey guys, welcome to the show! I am Nikki Bailey, I'm one of your hosts tonight. We are talking about season 2 of The Masked Singer. We are going to talk about all the characters in our sneak peek preview show. We're going to get into all the new characters. We're going to talk about a little bit of the last season. And we're going to talk about what we really hope we get to see this season. Let me introduce to you my panel of talented girls. To my left, we've got the beautiful Raylan Taylor.
Hey, guys. I'm excited to talk about one of my favorite shows with you all. Oh my God, it's going to be a great journey.
It's about to be on. And right next to her, we've got the amazing Josh Wright.
Yo, what's good, everybody? I'm ready to get into this season like we did last season.
Okay. Hell yeah. And down at the end, the amazing Shantiera Mapp.
Last but not least, I'm excited, guys.
Yeah.
Can't wait to talk about it.
Oh my gosh. So we're just going to talk tonight. We're talking about the sneak peek. We're going to get into what we hope to see this season on the premiere of the new season. I am so psyched I can't even talk, guys. Let me just tell you, last season, I was so into this show that I was keeping notes. I was doing research. I was like, I had my laptop in front of me. So did you guys all watch the show last season?
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah. Shantiera did not.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I didn't. But you know what? Break her in.
Right. I mean, I'm caught up, though, so
that's
I'm
right.
good.
You're caught up.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm caught up.
Okay, so let's start just really quickly with a brief overview. Like, what are we thinking? Let's check in about our excitement, about what we thought of the sneak preview show, and, you know, just in general, how are we feeling about this?
Well, I'm excited to see all the costumes. I feel like every time I see anybody walk out, I'm ready to see, like, what the costume looking like. Because I just can't believe that there is a celebrity underneath all of that.
Right.
So, I'm excited to see the costumes, one. And then, I'm also always looking forward to hear the voice. And sometimes I feel like I can, if I hear, like, a little bit of an accent or something, you know, through the VO, where we get a little package before, that I can really pinpoint who it is. But, I don't know.
I don't know. I got a lot that I'm thinking about, but I don't know. Josh.
I want to see if the characters are now direct reflections of, like, an alternate personality of the person. So last year, I remember seeing the lion, who was Rumor Wilson, and she just was saying that was the reason she liked being a lion, was because it was able to push forward. The lions are powerful. They're, in a sense, a silent killer. And that's how she felt, like, you know, I'm quiet. So I want to see if this year's reflection is going to be like the characters.
Nice.
Yeah.
And Shantiera, with all this new insanity, what are you thinking?
I mean, I'm super excited. I think the show, I mean, I'm really excited from watching the preview, obviously, but the costumes are incredible. Mm-hmm. Kind of like what you were saying, Raylan, is that I don't know how these celebrities are, like, staying in these costumes, because with everything, like, I feel like they feel so heavy, and
I don't know how they sing in,
seriously,
with all that.
I'm really looking forward to hearing the singing voices to if we're gonna have the same level of quality. I mean, we had such amazing singers last season. I am really looking forward to seeing if, like, other celebrities who are not singers can really bring it this year.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I also would love it if they did, like, something about the technology of, like, them singing through the mask.
Exactly.
It's really, like, I sing myself, and, like, I get out of breath just singing on a stage by my dang self.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they're doing it in all of this amazing wardrobe. Like, so I'm looking forward. I hope the voices are going to be amazing.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, so last season we had... Oh, wait, first, before we get into last season, let's talk about our judges. Because we have the same judges coming back this year.
And now, even better, too, celebrity judges that are going to be guesting.
And, because we had celebrity guest judges who would come on from time to time. So the judges are Nicole Scherzinger, who is a former Pussycat doll.
Yes, love her.
Jenny McCarthy, hilarious comedian, used to be an MTV VJ, I think. Mm-hmm. Ken Jeong, former doctor turned comedian actor. And Robin Thicke, son of Alan Thicke, but also a musician in his own right, whatever.
I mean, extremely talented.
Kind of dumb because he cheated on Paula. That's all I'm saying. I'll let it go.
Some people never forget.
I don't. I will hold on to a grudge.
Damn.
I'm still mad about it, Robin. Still mad. But last year, we had such amazing characters. We had, like Josh mentioned, Rumor Willis, who was the lion.
Yeah, Willis.
Yes, so, what did you say, Wilson?
Yeah, it just in my head it was Willis, but I don't know why I said Wilson.
I think she could be a Wilson.
Yeah, just move on.
Like Russell, like Russell Wilson.
Yeah, right?
She could be a part of the family. What's up, Cece?
Rumor Willis, daughter of Demi Moore and Bruce Willis. Mm-hmm. She was a favorite of mine last year.
Oh, my
year.
Gosh. Mm-hmm. I couldn't figure it out. It's such a powerful voice mm-hmm. behind that costume.
Yeah.
And it was giving me such, like, Lady Gaga vibes, but I knew it wasn't her.
Seriously.
It was just amazing.
I was thrown off because I had not seen her in such a long time because I did not watch... Empire.
Yeah.
So when everyone was saying Rumor Willis, and I was like, I haven't seen her in years. Like,
since she was a child, right?
Yeah. So she did not even cross my mind, but her talent spoke for itself.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
I can just say that when I saw her, for a second, I thought it was Lady Gaga.
Really?
Wow.
For like a split second.
But I knew it couldn't. I was like, Lady Gaga ain't
right. Lady Gaga too big for this, right? For the first season.
Okay,
of
yeah, for the
you
first season. We don't know if this show gonna stay.
We're not going Gaga.
Yeah.
No, I actually guessed Rumor correctly.
Really?
Oh, okay.
But the reason that I did it is that one of her clues talked about this small town in Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
And so I Googled that small town in Idaho. It said, oh, Demi Moore is from there. And I was like, oh. Because ain't nobody else going to be talking about this little town
right.
in Idaho. Where even is Idaho? I don't even know. So
I fell asleep during
so
that
So I did guess her right. Who did you guess right last year, Josh?
Who didn't I guess right would be the better.
because you got...
I think six right.
Damn.
Six
wow.
or seven right, yeah.
So out of the 10, you had six or seven
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so I still failed. But, you know, I got a high F. You know, a high F. Okay.
I got a high F, too.
Yeah.
I feel like the only person I knew for sure was Donny Osmond. He was our
really?
Runner-up.
Really?
I guess Ricky
because
Lake.
Because he was saying how he had ties with the Jackson family. I knew that Michael Jackson mm-hmm. and Donny Osmond had this relationship. So mm-hmm. I was like, it's Donny Osmond. But that's why...
But you didn't guess
again,
LaToya?
But then
right.
No!
Oh, my gosh.
But then again, Google then reassured me when I was like, it's Donny Osmond. Because like I was saying off air, I Googled Donny Osmond and immediately all these articles about him being on The Masked Singer
right.
before he was even revealed showed up. So I was like,
dang Google. There, you know, that's what we all actually were just talking about how we're not on social media tonight mm-hmm. because we don't want to learn anything
yeah.
that we
no
shouldn't
spoilers.
Hear. I did guess Donny Osmond, but only at the very end. And
okay.
up until the end, I thought it was Neil Patrick Harris.
Wow.
I never thought it was Neil.
Okay.
Neil.
That's a good guess.
I think the judges had thought it was Neil Patrick Harris as well. So.
But it was
have
like,
y'all
it
seen
had
him
to be...
move that way? I've never seen Neil Patrick Harris
yes,
move like
Neil
that. The lateral
but he's been
movement.
On Broadway.
He's been on Broadway.
Hedwig.
He's done
yeah.
so much. And I knew that whoever it was had to be somebody who knew how to do like a nightly performance with a lot of flair.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it had a lot of
yeah.
that to it.
Yeah.
And so I was like, Neil, I was on it. Yeah, so if you're just listening and not watching, I did a whole thing with my hands and face. You should look it up. So I actually, I did not guess the winner of season one, the monster.
Oh my
gosh. I had that down the whole season.
How?
Can't even lie. Okay, and for me, I'm from Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And I knew people who did production with T-Pain. And I've heard him sing outside, like in a studio with no one around. I've heard him sing. Not like that, but mm-hmm. enough to know that has to be T-Pain.
Without the attitude.
Yeah, and then they kept saying, oh, from the South. And I was like, nobody else from the South has a voice like that who's not already in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And it had to be T-Pain. I just, Yeah.
So, his music choices were just throwing me off. So that's why I was like, T-Pain would never choose this.
He had such variety in the music that he chose that it was like, wait, what are you? I couldn't tell race. I didn't know anything. So that one was a super shocker for me. So one of the ones that was one of my favorites from last season that everybody will agree with me on, The Bee.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Gladys Knight.
Yeah, that was my favorite. I know
that was easy. Had to be easy for me.
Had to be easy.
Yeah. The head bobbing. Yeah. The vibrato.
Right. I mean,
it's Gladys.
It had to be. Yeah. I was kind of like, why are we wasting guessing time on this?
Yeah.
This is one of the most legendary voices in the world.
Yes.
Then we had, of course, we had the incredible unicorn that was played, that was
Tori Spelling.
Tori Spelling. Yes.
Poor Tori.
Who this is could not sing. Yeah. She had that cute little mousy voice like she was 5-year-old singing in church for the first time. You know, that kind of voice. But for her, I loved how much she talked about the journey of self-discovery that she went on
through the process.
And so it made you feel for her in a way that, like, even though she wasn't a great singer, that you were just like, I'm good with it. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, so this season, I'm super excited to get into the new revealed characters. But before we do that, Josh, would you like to say something to our AfterBuzz viewers and listeners?
Yes, I think I would. I would like to tell everybody out there who is watching us, thank you so much. Here at AfterBuzz Television, we are so happy that you all have made us the ESPN of TV Talk. If you are on YouTube, please make sure you subscribe. Subscribe. Did you hear me? I said subscribe. Because anytime we post a video, you'll get a ding and you'll be able to see it. If you are on iTunes, give us 5 stars. We only take 5. It won't even allow you to do 0, 1, or 3. Okay? So we just want to let you know that everybody here on this panel and at AfterBuzz, we really appreciate all of you fans. And without you, we could not do it. So please help us so we can continue to grow.
Thank you. So let's get into the characters that we got to meet on the sneak peek of The Masked Singer. Let's start with the egg.
Oh my goodness.
Can I address something, please?
Please address it.
I want to address this Gladys Thames inspired chapeau. Okay, this hat is legit.
It is.
It's, to me, it's probably, out of both seasons, this is probably my favorite piece of clothing.
Really?
Yeah, this hat is legit. And to give you all some credibility, I did study fashion in college.
Yes, he did.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I can hear it. Just the way he wasn't just like, oh, that's cool.
Well, and I've seen the egg move about on stage.
Yes.
And he's been, using a little bit of that hat.
Yes.
I am a little disturbed by the fact that the egg is wearing an egg, making the egg sort of a murderer of his own. Like, he's kind of like
egg of an egg.
Yeah, you know, like a little serial killery for me. I don't know. Yeah. He's wearing multiple eggs.
Yeah.
I did read, however, that he's wearing 3 different kinds of eggs. So you've got the head, which
the
is kind of a hard boiled egg, and then you've got the sort of sunny side up egg, and then the jacket is meant to be a Fabergé egg.
Okay, so the
jacket with its little details, it's got the jacket and the pants, it has a lot of different like diamonds and gems on it, so it's meant to be a Fabergé egg. So he's not eating or killing all the eggs, just the two.
Accessorizing.
Yeah. Accessorizing with stuck eggs. On the face. Like, the face is a little creepy.
Really?
A lot of creepy, actually.
Really? Is it the eyes?
It looks like Humpty Dumpty.
The hereditary bags.
I mean, look at the mouth. Don't zoom in. Please don't. Like, it looks like it's going to jump out the TV and, like, attack me.
Oh, my gosh. So we got a couple of clues about the egg.
Yes.
The egg talked a little bit about falling off stage.
Yes.
And falling sort of like Humpty Dumpty did.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you know, who's fallen?
Yeah.
I don't know. But the egg also said first and last vowels of the alphabet or something like
Ooh,
that.
What are the first and last vowels of the alphabet?
A and U.
And U. A-U. Who's the Masked Singer A?
Isn't that crazy? But a lot of artists have fallen off the stages.
It's true.
Yeah.
We started a list. We were like Beyonce, Pink,
Kirk Franklin.
Did Kirk fall?
Kirk fell. He rolled.
This is breaking news to me.
can't laugh at that goggle look.
I would pay to see Kirk Franklin fall off the stage. I mean, we would just lay hands on him anyway. He was all right because, you know, the Holy Spirit. Anyway, so let's talk about the leopard. The leopard, or we can talk about them in whatever order you bring them up, Jonathan. That's fine, too. So the leopard in this beautiful Baroque style gown.
Yes. Love it.
Which they said was particularly designed to hide the contours of the body of the leopard. Yeah.
So that tells me this person is in fitness of some sort or has a really pronounced body.
Or throwing us off, maybe it's a man underneath.
It might be a man.
I think so.
Right.
And then also they said that spotted with the president.
Yeah.
So that too, I'm thinking, okay.
But which president?
True. I mean, what if it's like Sean Spicer or something like that? Like, isn't Sean Spicer on this season
on
of Dancing
with
the Stars?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. What if
I'm going
like...
to need him to get off all these reality shows.
Okay.
To make his money. Yeah. To make his money.
He's like, look, Trump put a little dent in my paycheck. I'm going to need to collect.
I'm going to dance right here and I'm going to sing on this one.
let's take a look at the next one, Jonathan. You can just show us the fox. Now, Jonathan, Jonathan is our producer for the show. Jonathan, who did you say it looked like when we first talked about it?
Oh, I said he looked like the crack fox. But he's like the crack fox before he became the crack fox in the Mighty Boosh.
Oh, interesting. So I think that the fox is like someone who's played a superhero.
Yeah.
That was one of the clues.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a cape.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think there's something awesome to be found there. I cannot wait because
I have an idea.
Ooh. Go ahead. Let's
I'm
hear
thinking
it.
Ryan Reynolds without seeing any performances.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be
I can
and
totally
he's a very animated person on screen and off. So I definitely
And he's funny and kind of quirky.
Yeah, quirky.
So that kind of I think that would work. They said they spent 80 hours on the tail alone.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's pretty impressive.
I thought it may have been Robert Downey Jr.
That's a good one too.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't know though. But
I think if they're gonna get the level of celebrity of like Ryan Reynolds and Robert Downey Jr., like the Masked Singer has come up.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, the ratings were through the roof.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fox is like, nah. No more LaToya Jackson. We're gonna need to get a little hot strong.
Let these people make their money.
And it kind of rolling now.
No shade to LaToya. No shade to LaToya. She did the damn thing.
They can afford a Kelly Rowland is what she's saying.
So let's move on to the next character we want to talk about is the tree.
The tree.
Oh. Another one for me where I feel like the costume might be hiding some bodies.
Hide, for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, so the character, they talked about deliciousness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, delicious performance.
And and also that the costume was inspired by pinup doll, like the pinups of the 1950s.
Mm.
So I don't know, like maybe celebrity chef?
Rachel Ray?
Nah.
I don't know.
She's like 5'2", isn't she? See, I need to see them standing next to Nick Cannon.
Right.
Who's the
celebrity chef? No. Because didn't this character put on a pretend accent as well?
The butterfly.
Was it the butterfly?
Yeah.
Because I was like, isn't there like an Italian chef who's pretty Nigella Lawson? Like maybe it would be Nigella Lawson.
Okay.
So I don't know. I think it'd be interesting to see. Like so now, of course, go watch all the cooking shows so we can figure out.
What if it was Paula Deen? Just kidding.
It could be Paula Deen.
What if it was Paula Deen?
No, because like real talk.
If Paula Deen is in that kind of shape right now.
But no, Paula,
you can't really tell.
You can't tell what shape she's in with this big old Christmas tree.
I'm talking about the movement. See, I look at. I was an athlete, so when I see lateral movement and you're not tripping, I'm kind of like, wait a minute, you have some coordination.
See, Josh, let me tell you, don't sleep on a chick just because she's a little bigger. Okay,
no, ain't that.
We can
I got my taste for plus size now.
All
I'm
right
just being
now.
Real, but all I'm right. talking about the age.
Age, really?
Yes.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Like maybe she's you know, maybe all that butter has loosened up her limbs.
Maybe it has.
You know, because Paula Deen can be putting butter in everything.
Cereal, ice cream.
Cereal. Stay putting some butter on some stuff, cool. So, let's see the next one. I cannot wait to think about ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ice cream. There we go. Mm-hmm. I actually got stuck on butter in the ice cream. And so... Mm-hmm. Ice cream, this costume is not as exciting to me.
Not
as
really. Yeah. You know, the face kind of looks like Zooey Deschanel.
I'm mad at you for that. Like a super smile?
It could be like, because I've been watching New Girl a lot on Netflix, but it really does. Like, I'm getting little bangs here. Like,
oh my
I'm
God.
Getting bangs in a pump. I don't know.
I'm super mad at you for that. But
right.
Maybe. I don't know. One of the things that I noticed in the clue in the sneak peek episode is that he or she was on a balcony overlooking LA.
Like the valley or something.
Yeah, overlooking the valley. So, like, I was like, what? And this character said that they love February. They live for February.
14th.
And February 14th was highlighted on the calendar.
So, could it be a birthday? Or could it be, like, some type of special day?
Could it be Black History Month? Could this be like...
Yeah, that could be a good one,
could
too.
It be Al Sharpton?
It's maybe someone who got married. maybe a celebrity who got married on Valentine's Day. Do we know?
That's a good one.
I don't have any clue who this could be. I know the face is still a little creepy.
Super excited. I mean, we're doing all this based on having not heard anybody sing yet.
Right.
So.
Or see the other clues.
We did hear.
We got to hear the flamingo. Mm-hmm. If we could see the flamingo next.
And you know another thing, too, to touch on what we wanted to see from this season, I totally forgot about the strengths and weaknesses that they also show when the contestants come out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how much that is also going to relate to the people. I'm trying to always, like, put those pieces to the voice as well.
So. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. So the flamingo, my notes say, woman with big boobs, ? I don't know.
Well, the clue was mascara.
Yeah, mascara was the clue.
The mascara was, yeah. And then we got to hear a little sneak peek.
Mm-hmm.
Did anyone feel like they recognized that voice?
Not yet.
No. I'm not even going to say because I've been ruined. I've been scorned. So I'm not even going to say what I've heard in the streets, what the streets is talking about.
What the streets is talking about is me walking in on your conversation earlier.
Yes. Yeah, so.
And you guys were, who were you debating between?
Well,
Fantasia and...
And Demi Lovato.
And Demi Lovato.
For the butterfly.
For the butterfly.
Yes.
But you, the butterfly.
Yeah, that's my favorite one so far.
I gotta get the clues, though.
We don't know yet. We're dry now.
So, based on the voice, people are saying...
Uh-huh.
Maybe Adrienne Bailon.
For the butterfly.
For the flamingo?
Yes.
No.
Yep.
Mm.
That's what people are saying. That's what the streets is talking.
From the little snapshot we heard at the end when they hit that contralto note, it was a little crack. There's a little cement needed some water in there. So I'm just saying.
Okay. I agree with you. Adrienne can sing way better than that.
Right.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. We gotta give her credit.
So we'll see.
Yeah. All right. So, plus there's that whole, like, mascara thing. I don't know. Like,
I'm thinking maybe, like, a YouTuber or something.
Ooh, a YouTuber.
Maybe a vlogger.
There's so many people that we could... I mean, the thing about this show is that it could be anybody even remotely famous, right?
Yeah.
So, like,
that's true. For real.
It's a huge pile of people to pick through. Let's look at the panda.
Now, the panda is fly.
The panda is so
I feel like I need to go to Fairfax Village and just pick it.
I had that exact same jumpsuit in the 80s.
I'm telling you.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little older than everybody else here. I had that exact same situation.
That is so dope.
And those sneakers. Yes, I'm here for it. So the panda, another possible chef or cook to me, talked about bamboo and the way to prepare bamboo. And also used the word bamboozled a lot. Now, obviously, pandas eat bamboo. But, like, who cares about preparing bamboo? So I don't know. What did
what
you get?
What any? Russell Simmons. Because didn't he bamboozle some people out of some money with them rush cards?
She went there.
She did.
He rushed right out of town.
And then he very into yoga and spiritual. I don't know. Maybe he eats bamboo. He's vegan.
You're right. It could possibly be.
Well, for me, with no clues, looking at the body and listening to two clues, one of them was pandemonium, and the other one was what you said about creating bamboo. I think I'm going to go with my boy Big Boy from Outkast because he has a son named Bamboo.
That was good. First of all, I love Outkast, but don't know anything about them in actual life. I just like their music.
Oh, okay.
I like the music. But I would have thought that he would be... He's not that big.
Well, I think the legs are...
He's thick at the bottom.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's not that big. I think the legs are, like, kind of blown up, maybe.
Yeah. No, I think that there's padding in there.
For sure. I don't know why. I don't know. I can't remember what was said, but for me, I think it may be like a motivational speaker. I didn't write down exactly what they said.
Oh.
Something, yeah.
I did write down Thomas. Because I wrote down the word positive as though something that they said was like related to inspiration or something. So maybe, yeah. Jonathan, can we get a countdown on this? Because I have no idea where we are in terms of time. Because we could do this forever, guys. And okay, so let's get into the next one. Let's talk about the butterfly.
This is my favorite.
Really?
Yeah, I love this one. The detail is insane. Look at that. Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah.
No, it's great.
It's a little too buggy for me. I don't like. I like my butterflies to not look like bugs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the what do you call it? The clues were like prey and religious. Mm-hmm. So
I'm thinking Elizabeth Gilbert, Eat, Pray, Love.
Ooh.
Okay, now I have to look that up.
They said it took 10,000 sequins to create this, and that they were all attached by hand.
That's right.
Whoa. How many hands?
Oh my goodness! Avant-garde.
I love it.
Let's look at the next one. Let's get into a little bit of the what is that?
The spider.
Black Widow. Yes. The Black Widow.
Okay, this Black Widow is intricate.
It's terrifying. Yeah. I'm not here for that.
But see, this is why I want to know if these characters are alternate personalities.
Yeah.
Because Black Widows are highly venomous. And, you know, they don't bother you, but when they do bother you, it's a wrap. So I'm wondering.
They also kill their spouses. Yes. So they kill their mates. So.
O.J. Simpson?
Ooh.
Oh, Lord.
I was thinking
like again there was that busty business, like it's a busty animal, what person, whoever it is, maybe. And one of the clues was something about hanging by a thread.
Yeah, so I wrote that down.
So then it made me wonder, like, a designer or somebody who's on a design show or was on a design show?
Yeah, that could be
That's
it, too.
That's good, yeah.
Maybe?
Anything about that?
Loving it. Let's see.
Too bad Donatella Versace isn't his spouse, because I would have been like, oh, that's... Oh,
right, that's who it is. Whoever had killed the Versace is who that is right there.
Okay.
So this is the eagle... very rock star vibe on the
Seriously,
eagle.
Yeah. That's an eagle?
Yeah.
Damn, I need some new costumes. I thought that was Santa.
Mm. Yeah, let's get your eyes worked out, Raylan.
Oh my god.
But it's got a very Native American influence. You can see in the style of the jacket. There's some Native American influence. You've got that like ruffle, like the fringe.
And the sun medallion.
So I think there's some kind of Native American reference here. Also, the eagle was on a motorcycle and was fleeing like a big explosion or something. Mm-hmm. So that was really interesting. They said that the wings are more than 1,000 feathers.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And they said that if you could guess the body heat of an eagle, you may guess who I am.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The body heat?
Well, let's Google the body heat of an eagle. Let's be about it, people.
Seriously.
Oh my gosh. Let's move on to the next one. I feel like since we're just at the beginning, it's anybody's game, right? We have no idea who anybody could be, but like a big telling clue like that, that seems like, I don't know, that could be good. The skeleton.
The skeleton's kind of dope.
Kind of
gives me the Nightmare
on
Elm Street vibes.
Nightmare Before Christmas kind of thing. Yeah, definitely. And also very blingy.
Yeah.
I'm feeling the bling on the skeleton.
So is the bling because the person is flashy?
Right. I don't know.
Well, tonight, I'm just going to say that they've been making jokes about the way the skeleton been moving on stage. All the judges been like,
Jung, that's you. That's how you be walking. Oh. He's been walking a little...
We also got a clue that said it was like a tombstone that had the number 4261 on it.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. So, and I also wrote down the words white fur. I don't know why, but whatever. Let's see the next one.
Let me jump in right here. Sure. So I wanted to Google it real quick. The average body temperature of an eagle is 106 degrees Fahrenheit, 41 degrees Celsius. Just throwing that out there.
Damn, it wasn't 91 degrees.
I was going to go for like... 106 in Park.
106.
106 in Park.
AJ, maybe? From 106 in Park?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah, it could be AJ.
Or... 98 degrees?
I said 98 degrees.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But
the group, you're about the group, right?
Yeah, but
that's not 106. I got
to hear him sing, though. I'm on that 106 in Park, though.
Power 106?
Big boy?
Nah.
Okay, wait, so that was for who? That was for the eagle?
The eagle.
And if it was something like 106 in Park or something, like if it's somebody African-American, this look is throwing us off entirely.
Yeah, but that's the point.
I know, but I just think it's awesome.
I'm sure it's like a rock star.
You said something else about leaving an explosion, though, right?
Yeah, so...
Oof.
But that also could be like a...
Was somebody in a fight?
Yeah, a fight or...
You know what?
A big argument.
Raylan's got something.
Ryan, what do you think?
Look at her face. She's got something.
Travis Barker? He was in an explosion. He was in a plane crash.
Yeah, but Travis Barker is like super A-list. And then Blink-182 just came out with a new album. So they wouldn't be on Masked Singer. They out on tour.
This is hard.
Such a great show. Okay. Okay. Let's move on to the next character, the one that we haven't seen. Let's look at the flower.
Oh, yeah. Aww.
So they said that the flower is the first character to actually have human facial features, doesn't tell us necessarily who that person is.
Not at all.
Another busty broad, as far as I'm concerned. loving the color scheme. My bedroom was painted lavender and green when I was 12. Thank you.
Nostalgia.
Also, the number 314 somehow was involved in this little... Oh.
So that's an area code.
Maybe. It was like a weird image with the number 314. And then this person also said the phrase blown away. Mm-hmm. You'll be blown away, so I don't know.
St. Louis.
St. Louis.
314 is St. Louis, so... We got to find out who's from St. Louis, maybe.
Everybody from
Nelly.
All of Nelly's people. But what girl did he have? Oh, Ashanti. Because Nelly and Ashanti are married. Y'all don't know that they were married?
I thought they dated for about 10 years.
No,
but...
they were married for a little while.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I'm putting it out there.
Okay. All right. We'll let it go. Who did we just see?
Where is Ashanti from? She from St. Louis?
Oh, the ladybug actually.
No, she's from Glen Cove.
Atlanta?
All right. Mm-hmm. Ashanti is in the mix, okay? We're going to talk about it. All right.
She needs something to do.
Let's see the next one. Okay, now the ladybug, they didn't actually reveal.
Can y'all get Raylan under control, please?
Does she need to be snatched?
I'm telling you.
I'm sitting next to her. I'll pinch her. I'll purr.
Like in church.
I got a fan in my pocketbook. I'll swat her. So the ladybug actually didn't get revealed to us in the sneak peek. So we don't have any clues about her. Mm. I do love this look, though, and would totally wear it to prom. Mm.
Do you think there has to be a woman underneath this, right?
Or a very full-figured man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They haven't done a lot of androgyny, so I think every character represents whatever gender they might be.
Yeah. So this should be really interesting. Looking forward to seeing that one. Are we out of pictures now? Oh, no, the Rottweiler.
Yeah.
That ain't Roddy. Nobody but Bow Wow.
Oh, what did we say, Bow Wow?
Hey, Sean, what's up?
I feel like that Bow Wow's too spot on. It can't be Bow Wow.
It'll be too
it's
predictable.
Too perfect.
Yeah.
Too perfect. Although this Rottweiler has a six pack and I'm here for it.
What was the dog on the cover of his album when they came out?
They were like dope.
Oh, they were Dobermans.
Oh wait, was it it was the Rottweiler, I think.
No, okay. Who really is into the isn't there like
DMX?
DMX was like all about the Rottweiler's thing, right? So
he come out yelling, we know who it is.
Radio woman, I'm on a Masked Singer.
I need to hear how the Rottweiler sounds. I'm thinking, I mean, what if it's like a country voice? I think that they're going to throw us off.
Right.
Like,
yeah, it could be. I mean, again, anybody's game at this point.
Say Darius Rucker.
Penguin. I love this penguin.
The penguin. So classy. The penguin is super classy.
So classy.
Yeah, but the penguin says something about hair done. So when we think of like a hairdresser.
And also, again, I feel like I see a bosom. And so, I don't know. Could this be a woman or a man? I don't know. One of the things they told us that on the sneak peek is that this costume is the hardest to see out of.
Oh, yeah, they did say that.
That the beak makes it really difficult to see. So, I actually did not even write a clue down for the penguin. I think I was, I don't know, I must have zoned out for a second.
Yeah, the only thing I have is hair done.
Hair done. Hair did. All right. And the thingamajig.
The thingamajig.
Y'all got to see the thingamajig tonight.
All right.
Thingamajig.
That's because you... Okay, so we're shooting this. We're doing this show tonight on the night of the season premiere of season 2. But we're doing our sneak peek show because we're... And we will then do our recap of the first 2-hour show between now and next week. But Raylan got to see part of the show tonight, and she's sitting here trying not to, like, ruin it.
I'm trying my best not to. But
I will smudge her lipstick if she does. I'll just be like, phew.
But no, I have no clue for who anybody is, honestly. It's fair game for me, too. And I've seen half of it.
How many did you get right last year?
Oh, well, like I said, like you said, oh, okay. You're not kidding.
You got a high F.
Oh, I got a high F.
The only thing we know about the thingamajig is that it's like, what, the tallest one.
Yeah,
right?
It's the tallest one.
Uh-huh.
You know how many tall people are celebrities, though?
True.
Snoop Dogg.
Brad Garrett is one. He's like, what, 6'6 or 6'7?
Chris Brown, even though he's on tour, but you know.
I'm thinking,
there's a lot of tall
stuff. What about the dude whose name is completely escaping me from How I Met Your Mother, the really tall guy who was in, oh my God.
The lead?
The what?
How I Met Your Mother?
No, the tall, kind of dorky guy. I can't remember his name.
I like Jonathan now.
He was in the there he is. That's
Jason Segel.
Oh,
yeah, I know Jason Segel.
Yeah, Jason Segel is tall.
He is.
So the other there were some clues that I wrote down. I wrote down puzzling because they said something about puzzling.
Mm-hmm.
He says that the thingamajig says, "Don't call me Chewbacca, though we do celebrate together."
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what that means. And then
you probably have to be like a real fan to understand that.
Yeah.
Reference.
And then I thought that when I just something about it made me think Lionel Richie, and Josh immediately told me I was wrong. But
no, I didn't say she was wrong. I said I didn't agree.
You said you wrong. Lionel Richie got a show in Vegas, and I was like, so Donny Osmond had a show in Vegas, and he flew back and forth. For real, that argument didn't happen. I just made that up just because I can. But the thingamajig actually made an appearance on the Emmys the other night during that time when the most boring part of the show where they introduced the people who guard the ballots. But the thingamajig came out. So, and that was like, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see this. I think, have we gotten everybody? Butterfly, yeah. Black Widow, thingamajig.
Yeah.
We've talked about all of the new characters.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for us to actually hear these people sing so that we can know who they are. Who do you think we're going to see as guest judges this season? So last season, we had Kenan Thompson stop by. We had
Jason McHale.
Jason McHale stop by. So I'm hoping that this season...
I want them to get somebody else musical to stop
by.
Well,
they previewed that Anthony Anderson will be stopping by.
Anthony
That's the only
Anderson
one I think I really
from
got
Black-ish.
To see.
From Black-ish.
Yeah. So another comedian.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'd be here for Will Smith. He's been, like, his presence has been high lately.
Yeah.
And happy today's his birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Will Smith.
But, no, I would be here for Will Smith. I actually wrote him down. And I also wrote down... who else? Oh, Liza Koshy. Do you guys know who that is?
I don't know.
No.
Liza
Koshy.
She's amazing. She's she started on Vine, but she's hilarious.
All right.
Oh, okay, another comedian?
She's like a comedian, YouTuber.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So I would love to see you know, some of, like, Lily Singh is about to have a new series. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see her. musicians-wise, I don't know.
I feel like musicians-wise, I don't really want to see because it's going to throw me off if I think that a musician is underneath the mask.
Last season, for most of the season, I thought the monster was Kenan Thompson. So then when Kenan Thompson was a guest judge, I was like...
Well, I know that ain't all right.
but I think also Chris Redd from Saturday Night Live would be fun. I'm a comedian, so I'm partial to
Issa
comics.
Issa Rae would be
Issa Rae would be fun. And it'd be nice to see some of the ladies from a Black Lady sketch show pop in.
What about Monique? I think she'd ask... Or Sherry Shepherd.
Yeah. I think any of them would be great. So I think we've got an exciting season ahead.
We do. I wanted to read something from the comments.
Sure.
Marie Annette said, I wonder if J Hope is on it. And I know I saw that people were like saying that he may be on it. But his name is Jung Ho. And he's a South Korean rapper, songwriter, dancer, and record producer.
Oh, yes. I know exactly who that is.
Does he have that Netflix show that's out right now with Snoop Dogg? I don't know if you've seen it.
I haven't seen the show, but I know who that is because I did a project with the big K-pop band.
Yeah,
BTS.
BTS.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So they're saying this might be one of the characters?
Yeah.
Who did they say
that
might be?
Actually, would be crazy because they have so many... insane followers at Fox.
I mean, K-pop is huge, right? K-pop is enormous. So, like, it would be awesome to have.
Yeah. It's like 15 guys in a group.
Which
I thought four was a lot.
I know. I'm like, how all y'all splitting the money when it's four, not 15? Shoot. I don't know.
So we have an exciting season of The Masked Singer ahead of us. We will be back here next Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, give you time to watch the show. We will also be doing an episode between now and then so that we can talk about the season premiere with that two-hour show. And we will post that on all of our social medias. And so, since we're going to post on our social media, I'm going to ask these lovely people, how can people find you, Shantiera?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Shantiera.
You can find me all things social media, Cleverly Clad.
Oh, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren.
And you can find me on the social medias at @NikkiBailey_. Guys, we have enjoyed ourselves. I am super psyched about The Masked Singer this season and hanging out with these three fabulous people. Join us here next week for episode 2.
Bye.
Would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.